Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angelita. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to make my weekly claim, and the thing is, I don't know what my
PIN
PIN
number
is, my
is.
person. I know, ma'am, because they said that I had fraud on my thing. They had to clear that off before I can even make my initial claim. And then when I tried to make my claim today, I didn't know. I have no idea what the PIN is.
Okay, what's your social security number?
It is 421-23-7666.
And you say, what's your name?
Antoine Smith.
And date of birth.
9/26/1986.
Okay. Okay, so you haven't filed a claim. The last one I see on here is on 21. So you haven't put one in?
No, ma'am. I just had put in for a new claim because I just was let go from my job on November 3rd, and the claim for 21 was a fraudulent claim.
Okay. So you haven't filed a claim for this year, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so that's why your PIN number couldn't, well, it wouldn't went through nowhere, cause the claim is old. Okay, and what's your do you have your driver's license available? And
Yes, I do.
are you going direct deposit or benefit card?
The card.
Okay. All right. And you had your who you filing on? Do you have their correct address and phone number? Who you filing on?
Well, the thing is, yes, I have my updated information up there, but as far as the fraudulent claim, I don't know anything about that one.
No, I'm saying your employee that you're finna file on now, do you have their information, their names and phone number and stuff?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. So I have Antoine, ANTWAN, middle initial is D and last name Smith, SMITH. Date of birth is September 26, 1986.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked on any other name, social security number?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
That's right, son.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself as being disabled?
I'm a diabetic, so yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade, high school grad.
Okay. No college yet.
Some college, but I'm not a college grad, but just some college.
Okay. All right. And who is your okay, you say your mother's maiden name is what?
Smith.
Okay. All right, hold on a second for me. Okay, hold on a minute for me, sir.
All right, take your time. Good. Good.
Okay, and thanks for holding. You said your mother's maiden name is what now?
Smith. Smith. It's my, yeah, it's my PH.
Okay. And who is your employer now that you're filing on?
Wells Fargo.
Okay. And who was the previous before that?
My previous employer before Wells Fargo would have been McDonald's.
McDonald's? Okay.
Yeah, either that or P.F. Burns, or I had a couple jobs before then.
Okay. All right. And let's see. And what's your driver's license number or ID card? Which one do you have?
I have a driver's license.
Okay.
And that number is 103-55-099.
And Alabama?
Alabama, yes.
Okay. Alabama 103-55-099. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card. Prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Would you prefer direct deposit or the benefit card?
Benefits card is fine.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Disclosures for the benefit card. You have indicated that you wish to receive your payments on your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Advantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card. And payments will be made to your existing Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card account once the claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card account. The Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card is issued by Core America. Core America charges no money fees, no purchase fees, zero in network ATM withdrawal fees, and there is a $1.30 out of network fees. There's no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There's no fee for live customer service calls, and there is 35 cents for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charge for 12 months with no activity. Core America charges two other type fees. They are car replacement fees, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. There is an international transaction amount of 2%, which will exclude the ATM withdrawal and the balance inquiry fees. Please note that the customer service and the car replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where the car is used. See the loan form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fees. The loan form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2000. 2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefit card. There's no overdraft or credit features. Your funds are FDIC insured. For general information about the prepaid account, please visit the cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in your cardholder agreement. So do you wish to continue with your Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card, Mr. Smith?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And verify your mailing address for me.
It should be 2924 Pawnee Avenue South, Apartment 2, Birmingham, Alabama, 35205.
Okay. All right. And is the resident and the mailing address the same?
Yes.
Okay. Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
What since the last time I filed personally? Yeah, like my last, yeah, my it's changed since then. My old address was 1545, or my old address 4008 Avenue Q, but I changed to 2924 Pawnee Avenue South. But the one that you saw from 21, they said that was a fraudulent claim because I was in Florida in 2021.
Okay, now I see 2924 Pawnee Avenue
yeah,
South.
Yeah. Yes,
oh,
ma'am. That's my current address.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, what's your primary phone number?
205-734-8356.
8356?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And do you have a secondary number or email address you want to add? I wonder why they do that.
Yes.
Hold on a minute. My number's acting up. Let's see. Okay, what's the secondary number?
Secondary number is
205-915-4304. 205-915-4304.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And let's see. And the first number you gave me, the primary number is 205-734-8356.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have an email address you want to add? It's not letting me put that in there.
You know, ma'am, I had just spoke. You know, I understand you said that I didn't have a claim, but I had just spoke with someone several days ago that was doing the exact same thing and said my claim was initiated.
They said you claimed did what?
I said you said that we were starting the claim, right? But I had spoken with someone a few days ago last week actually, and they were doing the exact same thing.
What?
What you're doing now?
Talking about the numbers?
Yeah.
The numbers wouldn't go through or something? They wouldn't key you in right?
It must have been something that was done wrong because I could have sworn I had just initiated a claim last week.
You put in a claim last week, don't you say?
Uh huh.
Let me check that because I don't see one. My claim was on file for 21. Let's see. Hold on.
So you mean to tell me the person that I spoke with the entire time was not putting the information in?
Now I see the address is in here, correct? That you said, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Because they told me that I had already started. They told me that they were initiating my claim, and they said that I had the first thing I needed to do was call the weekly claims number on Sunday to file my weekly claim. That's the last thing I was told. And saying when I speak to you, it's like nothing has been done at all.
Exactly.
Oh, have mercy. That's why everything going so sour. I'm thinking I got a claim. This even told me I already had a claim.
Okay, so let's check it. And I don't know why this that key in it, but that's the phone. That's the number I have for you. That's the address already in here. That's why I said you said the
okay.
claim was fraudulent. Yeah. But let's see. And I don't know why this number not taken. Said invalid phone number.
205-734-8356.
Okay. Okay, it took that one, but let's see. Okay, so you said you had already completed the claim and you were just trying to do the week of certification, right?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to do my week of certification and I didn't have a, I don't have a pen.
Okay. Okay, sir. So the one that they had on file to say it was incomplete. It didn't finish it all the way. So we'll just go ahead on and complete this one.
Okay.
Okay, all right. She said it was incomplete. Okay, so I have the mailing address. Well, I have the phone number is 205-734-835 for your primary and 205-915-4304 for your secondary. Do you have an email address you want to add?
Yes, on the primary, make sure it's 205-734-8356.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna check that too. I'm gonna go that with you. Do you
I
have an
heard you
email?
say 835.
Okay, 205 for the primary phone number, 205-734-8356.
Yes.
That's correct?
Yes.
Okay, what's the email address?
Email address is, okay, just listen to me carefully. It's Antoine, how my name is spelled, Antwan. 12221 at Gmail.
All right. So I have the mailing email address is Antoine, Antwan, 12221 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And for the mailing address, I have 2924 Pawnee Avenue, Pawnee Avenue South, Apartment 2, Birmingham, Alabama, 35205. Is that correct?
Yes.
Security statement course to verify your identity when filing UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which
I'm
of the
sorry,
following
what's that again?
Cities? You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions, security statement questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Huntsville, Hoover, Vestavia, Gaston, none of the above.
Huntsville.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1401 Pike Avenue.
1401.
That is 1401 Pike Avenue? Okay.
It should be Pike Road, actually.
I mean, yeah, Pike Road. I'm sorry. Pike Road, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And which of the following cities have you attended college? Have you attended college? You
yes.
Said a year. Atlanta, Chicago, Greenville, Phoenix. None of the above.
None of the above.